Well, good morning, everyone. Time for our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. This coming Saturday, June the 15th, will be time for everyone to come on over to the Mulberry Center Church for one of the series of great programs. And this program is entitled Trifles with Rachel Anderson. And Rachel joins me on the phone today. And Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are a native of Webster City. You're coming back home, so let's get reintroduced to you again. You're out in Michigan, right?
I am. I live in Grand Rapids, Michigan right now, and I teach at Grand Valley State University, which is just outside Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this now?
How long have I been teaching?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm just coming up on my 20th year here at Grand Valley.
Wow. And for those trivia folks, you're no stranger to Jeopardy. Am I right on that, Rachel? You were on Jeopardy a couple times.
No, I was on Jeopardy about 2009, I think. It's been a while.
Yeah, but it has. Yeah, for that show, which is still going strong after all these years. So, Rachel, let's find out about this program coming up Saturday at Mulberry Center Church that you'll be involved in.
Sure. I'm going to be talking about a Iowa author named Susan Glaspell, who wrote a play called Trifles, which is about a murder that happened in Iowa a long time ago. And she was a reporter at the time, and then she became a playwright and then decided to write a play about that murder.
And you did a lot of research on this, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, I teach drama, and so this is a play that actually is really widely regarded as one of the sort of key early American plays. It's in all the anthologies, so people all over the country read about this little Iowa murder.
And that happened back when again there, Rachel?
I don't have the exact date in front of me. I think it's in the 1930s. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. So it would have to be about 90 years to maybe a century ago when all happened. So yeah, I'm presuming there was a book involved with this too there, Rachel?
She wrote a newspaper articles, and then she wrote this play.
Mm-hmm. How long is the play going to last? Is it about an hour long there, Rachel?
It's only about half an hour. It's a one-act play. Yeah.
Just a one-half-hour-long play for this production called Trifles that she'll be appearing in, and just kind of a one-woman show. That's amazing.
No, it's actually, I'm not going to be performing it.
Oh.
I'm going to be talking about it.
Oh, talking about it, okay.
Right, yeah. I think I'll be showing a version of it that it is performed quite often. But, you know, I do not act.
Oh, okay.
I'm a scholar of it, and it is I just wanted to let people know the program at the Mulberry Church is all about sort of Iowa authors, Iowa writers, Iowa sort of people who are from Iowa who have contributed to the cultural world, and I wanted to include Susan Glaspell on this because she's, again, quite well known among the theater people, but not very well known in Iowa sometimes.
Yeah, and people want to know more about this, they can come over to the Mulberry Center Church at Wilsonboro Park this coming Saturday. There, starting at 1 o'clock there, Rachel, and the best thing about it is absolutely free of charge.
Very much so.
So again, come see Rachel Anderson. She'll talk about Trifles Saturday starting at 1 o'clock, and that'll be held at the Mulberry Center Church there at Wilsonboro Park in Webster City. Rachel, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're very welcome.